touching the lives of others and transforming us and transforming others and doing practical things. Like he said, this should be a faith that had large feet, a faith that was moving, not a dead, stagnant faith that you had to look and look and look to see if it was even really there. In verse 6 here in Philemon, Paul commends Philemon for sharing his faith. The sharing of your faith. And that I love that expression, the sharing of your faith. Yes, that must have involved witnessing and preaching and sharing the gospel, sharing the faith that he had in the Lord Jesus Christ. But that faith also involved, as James talks about, taking care of the widows, the orphans, feeding the poor and the hungry, being concerned for those who were destitute, comforting those who were bereaved, wanting to relieve the stress of those who were in difficulty. Faith in action, the sharing of his faith. Do you share your faith? Somebody once put it this way, they said, "Keep the faith, brother, and give it away." Keep the faith and give it away, right? Yes, on the one hand, we keep the faith, and that idea is we hold fast to what we believe. But we should share our faith. We should give our faith away. We should tell others about the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we should share our faith in action, in reaching out to those around about. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care, right? Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. If we have great Bible knowledge, but that great Bible knowledge is stagnant, people will not be attracted to the gospel. They will simply see us as religious. But if we have a living faith, a faith that is involved in the lives of others and touches others, and they see the reality of our faith. It's not just a ritual that we go through, but it's a faith that is real and true and alive to us. That's winsome. That attracts people to our Lord Jesus. This is faith in action, the kind of faith that James loved to see. He also commends him for his love in action. And this is the kind of love that the Apostle John would have loved to see. 1 John 3:18, let us not love in word, but also in deed and in truth. 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:20 and 21, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. This is love in action. Paul said, we have great joy and consolation in your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. Philemon walked the talk. He lived his love. And what a lovely statement is made here. The hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. Friends, when other believers recall you to mind, is their heart encouraged when they think of you? Are they refreshed because of you? Or do they say, oh boy, yeah, I know so-and-so, yep. What is the reaction that people have to us? Do we refresh the hearts of others? Do we encourage the hearts of others? Do they get built up because of seeing our testimony and our love and our faith in action, the reality of our Christian testimony? Or do they shake their head in sadness when they think of us? What is the legacy that we're leaving? What is the memory that others have in their minds from us? Philemon left a great legacy, a legacy of faith and love in action. And the Apostle Paul could say, I thank my God for you, making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and faith. Other people are talking about it. God is at work within you, and you have faith and love toward the Lord Jesus and toward the saints. What a marvelous picture is presented for us here for this man Philemon. No wonder Paul had the confidence to write this little letter to him and to ask him the things that he does in connection with his runaway slave, to appeal to this faith and love in action in asking him to receive Onesimus back again. You see, Paul knew he wasn't writing to a hard-hearted, mere professing Christian. He was writing to somebody who had a warmth, who had a depth, whose Christianity was alive and fresh and vibrant. And so he could write to him on behalf of this runaway slave and appeal to him in love to receive back the slave, just as the Lord Jesus had received Philemon when he came to faith in Christ. Just as the Lord had received Paul when he came to faith in Christ. And just as the Lord offers to you and I this morning to come unto him. See, Philemon's heart reflected the heart of the Lord Jesus. A heart of love and compassion and mercy and grace. The Lord Jesus loved us, loved the world so much that he's willing to take back those who are running away. He's willing to take back those who have done wrong, those who have sunk to the lowest depths, those who have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He is willing to receive us back unto himself. And what we have to do is to come to him. Paul had to send Onesimus back to Philemon. He had to go and face the master. He had to confess. He had to ask for forgiveness in order to receive the blessing of that forgiveness and reconciliation and being restored to a right relationship. Friends, we need to come to the Lord Jesus. If you are not a believer, if you have never come to faith in Christ, you need to come this morning. And you need to admit to him your sin and your guilt. The Bible tells us every one of us is a runaway slave. Every one of us. We belong to God by creation. We're made by him. We're made in his image. We rightfully belong to him. We rightfully should serve him. But we've turned our backs. We've turned everyone to our own way. And this morning, the wonderful offer of the gospel is this. There is love in the Lord Jesus this morning. He went to Calvary's cross and suffered and bled and died that your sin could be forgiven, that you could be restored to your rightful position with God the Father instead of being a runaway slave, of being a son and a daughter of God. Thank God for the love of God, the mercy, the grace of God that is exemplified for us through this little epistle. Will you come this morning if you have never come to Christ? And if you are a believer this morning, these few verses that we have considered and the life that is reflected through the Apostle Paul and through Philemon, will you take that to heart? Will you indeed be one of the ones who are well beloved and who regard others with such love? Will you be a fellow laborer and a fellow soldier in the gospel? Will you open your home in hospitality? Will you open your heart to reach out to those around about you? Will you have a love and a faith that is in action? A love and a faith that is real. You bow with me in prayer this morning. And as we